morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, May 4th. Today is the day of the Fed's rate decision. Markets are coming off a day ending in the green, with all three major indices closing yesterday's regular trading session at least fractionally higher. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Well, you know, Emily, we got to see where the futures are doing. I'm looking at the S&Ps this morning. They're up 0.38%. So that's positive going into today. I mean, you know, we're seeing a lot of nice opportunities in the market this morning, I will say. The market, you know, volatility is likely to continue today. I mean, the fact of the matter is we have a Federal Reserve meeting. They're going to be making an announcement on monetary policy. That's going to set the tone this afternoon. The real action is really going to happen at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, when Jerome Powell starts to speak and he starts to, you know, give everybody indications as to what the Fed is thinking about. Press conference is a half hour after the announcement, starting at 2:30 p.m. There's a host of economic reports that you got to be paying attention to that the market could, you know, react to, that we got to keep an eye on that as well. Oil is really, you know, jumping higher this morning. It's up about 3%. I see WTI at 103.90. I see Brent crude at 106.38. And the reason for that is, the European Union came out and they said that they're planning on, they proposed a ban on Russian oil embargo, an embargo on Russian oil within the next 6 months. That where's that extra supply going to come from? We'll have to wait and see. There is OPEC is having a meeting tomorrow. Today they're having the Joint Technical Committee meeting. In an OPEC report, they're expecting to see a surplus of 1.9 million barrels per day by the second half of this year. That's 600,000 barrels per day higher than its previous forecast. I'm looking overseas, in Tokyo. It was a holiday, so there was no trading. But the Hong Kong market was open, and that market closed down 232 points, or 1.10%. We're looking over at, London's down about 34 points, or about 0.5%. We're looking at the DAX, it's down 11 points, or about 0.08%. So again, those markets are also waiting on the Fed. They're waiting to see what the Fed is doing. But it's a big day for earnings today. It's a big day for economic reports. And that's really what our key focus is on today.
And speaking of a big day for earnings, we did have some nice earnings action and some nice moves based off of that, and some important ones to look out for ahead. So, Bill, give us your rundown of what we should be watching in terms of earnings.
Well, you know, let's talk about what happened last night. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, they beat by 22 cents on higher revenue. That stock's up 7.14% this morning. Airbnb, a ticker ABNB, Apple Boy, Nancy Boy, they beat by 26 cents and they did it on higher revenue. That stock's up $5.23% this morning. Remember, that stock was down about $7-$8 all day yesterday. So it made up that loss, and it's actually trading higher today. So that's a real positive for shares of Airbnb. We're looking at Starbucks, ticker SBUX, Sam Boy, Uncle Charlie. They met expectations, but they did it on higher revenue. They gave a good, solid report. Remember, Starbucks was down about $5 all day yesterday. Today, the stock's up 7%. So Starbucks did a nice turnaround on that earnings report. AIG, ticker Apple India Grace, they beat by 12 cents. Stock really hasn't opened up for trading, but it does look like a higher opening is going to happen based on the bid-ask in the pre-market. We're looking at Lyft, ticker LYFT, Larry Yellow, Frank Tom. They missed by 50 cents on higher revenue. That stock's getting crushed. It's down 24% this morning. It was down as much as 27% earlier. That sell-off, I'm looking at those notes on Citi, they're expecting that sell-off's a bit overdone. We're looking at Jack Henry & Associates. That's ticker JKHY, John Kilo, Henry Yellow. They beat by 10 cents. They did it on higher revenue. Jack Henry has yet to open up for trading yet, but it does look like we're going to see some nice positive action in the stock this morning. In terms of upcoming earnings, this afternoon, Etsy, ticker ETSY, Edward Tom, Sam Yellow. Their EPS estimate is 59 cents, and the expected move here is 16.56%. GoDaddy, that's ticker GDDY, Grace, David Yellow. EPS estimate here is 42 cents, and the expected move here is 10.28%. eBay, ticker EBAY, Elvis Boy, Apple Yellow. EPS estimate is $1.03. Expected move here is 9.26%. And American International Group, that's ticker AIG, the insurance company. Apple India Grace, their EPS estimate is $1.24, and the expected move here is 6.07%. And, you know, tomorrow morning we got Datadog, ticker DDOG, David Oscar Grace. EPS estimates are 11 cents. Estimated move here is 16.12%. Price targets have been dropping on Datadog, so I'm a little cautious there. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings action, Emily.
And Bill, you did mention Jack Henry and Associates that beat by 10 cents on higher revenue. That was your pick of the day yesterday. And coming up in the show, we will check in with you on that pick. But as we move ahead here, a big day of earnings and a big day of economic events, as you mentioned, Bill, there are a number of economic reports to watch along with that Fed announcement and press conference. So give us what to watch for in terms of economic events.
Well, at 8:15 a.m. this morning, we have the ADP employment report. This is a precursor to Friday's non-farm payrolls report, so it's going to be widely watched. Then at 8:30 a.m., we have the International Trade in Goods and Services report. At 10 a.m., the ISM Services Index. At 10:30, we have the EIA oil stockpiles report. And then, obviously, 2 o'clock, we get the Fed announcement. That's going to be followed by a press conference at 2:30 p.m. this afternoon. I also see that Jerome Powell is going to be President Biden is going to be making comments at the White House today at 2 o'clock with respect to the economy. So that might be something of interest to pay attention to as well, Emily. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic activity today.
And Bill, as you're watching for news that come out of these reports, these events like press conference, possibly with Biden's speech and the Fed announcement, you also want to be watching for other headlines. You don't want to miss the other things that may move the market and information you can use to make smart, informed trades during the day. And you're able to do this, watch all the important information and break it down so you can get through it quickly using your Newswire alerts. So, Bill, what do you have for us as possibly moving the markets today?
Yeah, I watch my FANG alerts to kind of give me an idea of how the market is going to open up. You know, you see Amazon and Apple and Google, they're all positive. Facebook is down slightly. You know, Netflix is down slightly. So, you know, I do expect a positive open. You look at the S&P's up 0.34%. So it does appear that that is going to be the key. But you're looking for the news behind some of these stocks. And I'm looking at my FANG sector. I see that on Amazon, I see that Vice President Harris is going to be meeting with organizers from unions seeking to represent the workers at Starbucks and Amazon today. In terms of Facebook, you know, a number of social media startups are really taking aim at Facebook and their apps that they deliver. I also see that Germany's cartel office has said that social media companies has paramount significance for competition across markets. You know, this is a classification that gives a regulator more leeway to curb digital companies' market power. So that's not really a positive on Facebook. That's why you're seeing the stock down slightly this morning. We're looking over at our Dow Jones 30 alert, little news on Apple. Those Shanghai lockdowns are reigniting supply chain problems for U.S. companies such as Apple, AMD, or Intel, I should say. You know, AMD appears to be gaining momentum in the server chip markets based on their report last night. That's not good, solid news for Intel. That's why you're seeing shares of Intel lower this morning, down 0.5%. And they're one of the few stocks, Dow stocks, that's actually trading lower this morning. Microsoft, you know, Jefferies came out with a report and said that people should start taking a look at not the FANG stocks, but what they call Magna stocks. And, you know, what are those? Those are Microsoft, Apple, NVIDIA, and Google, because they feel that they should perform well in this new era of higher interest rates. In terms of merger news, let's talk Roku. Roku teamed up with private equity firm Apollo Global Management in a bid for a minority stake in the pay TV and streaming services Starz. Also, Twitter, you know, Elon Musk said he's planning to do an IPO on Twitter as, you know, in as little as 3 years after the buyout. That's assuming he gets regulatory approval. He still has to get approval from the FTC, and that's not a guarantee. So we're going to have to keep an eye on shares of Twitter to see if the deal does go through. And, you know, after that, we just got to wait for the new IPO. In terms of guidance news, Johnson Controls, that's ticker JCI, John Charlie India, they see Q3 EPS coming in between 82 cents and 87 cents. The problem here is the street estimate is at 96 cents. Ticker EAT, Elvis Apple Tom, this is Brinker International. They cut their full year 2022 EPS view to $3.05 to $3.30. Street estimate, $3.47. That's a big drop lower. But CVS Health, that's ticker CVS, Charlie, Victor, Sam, they raised their full year 2022 adjusted EPS view to $8.20 to $8.40. Street consensus is $8.27. So, yeah, it looks like they could deliver some nice earnings, you know, between now and the end of the year. Let's talk shareholders meetings that are going on today, 9 a.m. We have General Dynamics, ticker GD, Grace David. We have Pepsi, ticker PEP, Paul Edward Paul. And we have Philip Morris, ticker PM, Paul Michael, all having their annual shareholders meeting today, started at 9 a.m. Then at 10 o'clock, we have shareholders meetings from Brunswick, ticker BC, Boy Charlie, CSX Corp, Charlie Sam X-Ray, General Electric, ticker GE, and Molina Healthcare, ticker MOH, Michael Oscar Henry. At 11 a.m., the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, ticker CME, will be having their shareholders meeting. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern time, Gilead, ticker GILD, Grace India, Larry David, will be having their annual shareholders meeting. Let's talk about some buyback news. Gibraltar, that's ticker ROCK, ROC. They announced a 3-year, 200 million share repurchasing program. Blue Links, that's ticker BXC, Boy X-Ray Charlie. They increased their share repurchasing authorization by $100 million. And AIG, American International Group, the insurance carrier, AIG announced a $6.5 billion stock repurchasing plan. So that's all positive news in terms of buybacks. But that's what I have for you in terms of market moving news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, you are expecting there might be some volatility around that Fed announcement. With that in the back of your mind, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going to go with ticker COP, Charlie Oscar Paul. This is ConocoPhillips. Let's talk about the data points. You know, earnings are tomorrow morning. EPS estimate is for them to earn $3.24 a share. And we're looking for an expected move here of 5.61% when they release earnings. Now, I review the broker comments. They're all positive. A lot of price target increases. That's a good indicator. Let's talk about the oil sector. I mean, it's hot. That's also a good indicator. When you look at it, there's strength in industries. And, you know, if you look at the other reports from other oil and oil services companies, they've been pretty strong. I review the option data. The option data looks good. But, you know, that sector is really what I do like right now as we're going into earnings. The stock is trading a little higher. I'm going to hopefully get it, you know, around $100. I'd like to try and get in under $100 if possible. But that's my pick of the day. ConocoPhillips, ticker COP, Charlie Oscar Paul.
And as promised, coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Let's talk about VMware, Victor Michaeliello, VMware and WinYPro are expanding their partnership for customer digital transformation. CVS, Charlie, Victor, Sam, CVS Health says they entered 2022 with significant momentum across the board and says that they're well positioned to achieve good results. Verizon, ticker VZ, Verizon announces expansion plan for paid fellowship programs. Tupperware, ticker TUP, stock's down 23% after withdrawing its 2022 guidance. Not good. GCI, Grace Charlie India, this is Gannett. They provided inaccurate information to advertisers for a month on online ad auctions. At least 15 ad firms were in position to detect Gannett's transparency, researchers are saying. That's not good for GCI. If you're giving bad advertising data to your clients. Facebook, ticker FB, they pulled the plug on their podcast business after 1 year. Charles River, that's ticker CRL. Charlie, Richard, Larry, they're going to continue to evaluate M&A proposals. Biogen, ticker BIIB, they're said to be beset by challenges with its Alzheimer's disease drug. It's too expensive and the effective rate is very low. Bulgaria seeks exemption from any EU embargo on Russian oil. Hungary cannot support EU ban on Russian oil imports, says their foreign minister, though that's not a surprise. Wayfair, ticker W, they're releasing earnings tomorrow. That's a 19% move is expected. Wow, that's big. Cumulus Media, ticker CMLS, they announced a 50 million share repurchasing program. Ticker CMLS, Charlie, Michael, Larry, Sam. Here's one. Starbucks Citibank lowered their price target to 76 from 91. New York Times, ticker NYT, see full year 2022 capital expenditures at 53 million. Apple, ticker AAPL, they hired a longtime Ford executive for its car project. That's all I'm really seeing in the news from the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Let's check in on that pick from yesterday, which was Jack Henry and Associates. Bill, we pointed out that 10-cent beat on higher revenue earlier in the show. The company reported fiscal Q3 earnings of $1.16 per share, up from 95 cents a year ago and above the analyst estimate of $1.06. Revenue for the quarter rose to $478.3 million from $433.8 million. Analysts had projected $475.5 million. The company also raised its EPS guidance to $4.80 to $4.85, and that's from $4.75 to $4.82. So, Bill, how did your call work out?
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. I mean, stock opened up 191.23, experienced some selling pressure, which dropped the stock down to 189.63. Now, I had mentioned that yesterday. I said, wait for that selling pressure. And I was thinking it would go a little lower than that. I was thinking 188 to 189, but it dropped down to 189.63. And, from there, this just stock started to run. And it actually ran all the way up to $194.19. So it was a good winner. But if you just look at the opening price from the closing price, well, that's a 0.5% gain. But realistically, if you waited for that little sell off, you could have got a more of a 1% gain. But stock hasn't opened up yet. But I expect this thing to open up, at least 1 to 2% higher today. So yeah, Jack Henry was a good trade all around. Ticker JKHY. It looked good going into the morning, and they delivered. So and we got a positive market behind us. So yeah, I expect some good things from that JKHY trade.
And we will continue to watch that and be sure to check in with you tomorrow about today's ConocoPhillips pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.